Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
You know, we were talking before some of the things that happen in the offseason. You have 7-on-7s, which is important. You have team camps. You have specialty camps. And one of the important parts of what has happened to high school football and college football players in the state of Florida is the development of linemen on both sides of the ball. Somebody who has worked extremely hard, played locally, played collegiately in the state of Florida, played in the NFL, is Torian Wilson. He's done a tremendous job, and he's kind enough to join us from Crafting Lineman this evening. Torian, thanks so much for taking the time. Appreciate it. We wish you a happy new year, and certainly a very, very busy time of year for you.
Man, first and foremost, thank you for having me on. Appreciate it. You know, Larry, you're the GOAT, legend. But yeah, this is a very busy time right now. You know, it's the off season. I have my draft prep guys getting ready for the combine and getting ready for these Senior Bowls and Shrine Games. So yeah, definitely very busy.
Yeah, you bring up, you know, the draft. Obviously, that's the culmination of what these young men work so hard. But nowadays, and you know, when you were playing high school back here in South Florida, the emphasis really wasn't on linemen. You had a few coaches that you know, that had the craft, and you had a few players here and there, but it's nowhere near what it is today. When did you say to yourself, hey, listen, you know what? After I get done playing, I'm going to start teaching this. I'm going to start evaluating young men. I'm going to teach them technique. Because you know as well as I do, there's some outstanding athletes that grew up here in the state of Florida. It's just that they never were taught the right way. They never were developed. Talk about that and when you kind of came to the realization that, listen, if we take time to teach this at a young age, by the time they're in high school or the time in college, they're going to have an opportunity to play this for a long time.
Yeah, so you hit it right on the head. You know, growing up in South Florida, the emphasis was all about the skill players, right? So even when I was growing up, you know, it wasn't a lot of line coaches that was out here training. Honestly, I don't remember any, like, real line coaches that was, you know, training back then. But now, fast forward, you know, you have guys that's out here focusing on the lineman aspect. I realized that I wanted to get into it about 5 years ago. 5 years ago, you know, I pretty much just kind of, you know, sat back and saw what was kind of happening with the South Florida linemen as far as the development of the position, because it's a real unique position. So it's not something that's going to look fancy. It's not an overnight thing. So it's a true process with that. So my biggest thing was teaching the fundamentals of the position. But not only that, is just kind of giving guys a guideline or almost like a mentorship of what it takes to be at the, you know, at the next level and be successful there, not just make it, but also be successful there. So, you know, I felt like this is my calling, and, you know, I enjoy every minute of it.
Yeah, and not only that, you had an opportunity, you know, to work with Under Armour, and that's a great mm-hmm. thing, because, you know, the emphasis that Under Armour's put in, you know, over the years, trying to get, you know, up to speed as far as a lot of these kids, exposing them throughout the course of the year with a, you know, with camps and combines throughout the country, and then obviously the game. Talk about how that's kind of, you know, developed over the last couple of years that you've been working with them.
Yeah, definitely. You know, they've been doing a great job, man. Under Armour been doing a great job in the sense of really emphasizing the importance of evaluating offensive line. You know, I talk to a lot of guys just about every Wednesday. You know, we kind of go over some of the guys around the country that are top guys and evaluate them and look at their film and break down their film. So the emphasis on offensive line is definitely growing a lot. I think you know, it goes back to just seeing a lot of guys like the Trent Williams and the Morgan Moses. These guys are being successful and lasting a long time in the NFL. So now these kids and these young players are starting to realize, like, okay, offensive line can be a cool position to play. You know, before it was like, you know, guys wanted to shy away and, you know, kind of focus on the defensive line side of it. But now they're starting to see that, okay, offensive line is a cool position. It is a physical position. I can be nasty. I can go out there and dominate at the position. And at the end of the day, go get paid, you know, with the NIL and with in the NFL. So, yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Yeah, no doubt. Torian Wilson joins us. Crafting linemen is what he does. A great concept. Has a lot of events. We're going to get into that. But you know, you take a look at the class of 26 in the state of Florida and the offensive linemen. And I've had an opportunity to see a few of them. There was a time where you look at the top 100 in you know in any class, and the linemen wouldn't kind of surface until the midway 30. 40. But nowadays, it's not that way. I had a chance to see the kid from Bradenton IMG 2 weeks ago up at the Under Armour event, the Kine Pepe kid, who's like 6'6", 280. You take a look at somebody, you know, like Micah Smith from Vero Beach, who also up there working out. And somebody who a lot of people know just a name from down this way because his dad played at the University of Miami, Grant Wise, who is a 6'4", 310-pound center, didn't give up a sack in the first 2 years. A kid's a three-time state champion weightlifter. You know, his dad, like I said, was a lot shorter, but played at the University of Miami. So you get guys like them, and you get the kid Johnny Jones, who's at Berkeley Prep, who I watched as well. And you get some of these kids who are gifted linemen, you know, and you get them together and kind of, you know, because you know as well as I do, 6'6", 330, 6'5", 320, 6'4", 290 is kind of the norm these days. I mean, back in the days, it was never like that. When you get a kid that young, okay, let's say, you know, you take a look at somebody, you know, like the kid Jaden Dean from St. Thomas Aquinas. I mean, here's a young, he's a sophomore. A lot of people are looking at him. He's very athletic. When you get a young man like that who's athletic, it's kind of, you're almost feeling like Picasso because, I mean, here's a guy ready to go because he's an athlete. All you have to start doing is teaching him technique. And wow, I mean, it all unfolds. Talk about that, because I think a lot of people out there who listen don't understand. I mean, you could be big, you could be strong, you could be quick, but if you don't have the skill level and the technique, you could be lost.
Oh yeah, for sure. That's really the biggest thing. You know, if you have a kid that's athletic, he's already done 50% of, you know, what you're gonna, you know, teach him. Right. So when you have a kid that's athletic like that, now it goes back to just the fundamentals and the technique of the game. Right. Understanding the position. Right. It's about understanding the different concepts of the position, because the technique part the athletic part is already taken care of for the most part. Right. It's all about enhancing it, making sure that he's understanding how to move his body correctly. Then again, it goes back to the technique part of it. So when you have guys like that, and you know, a lot of South Florida guys are athletes, right? No matter if you're a lineman or a skill player, right? It's just in our blood when it comes to being athletic. So, you know, that's why the emphasis down here is so much on the technique part, because you can be athletic, but if you don't understand the fundamentals and know how to use your technique, you know, the athletic part doesn't mean anything. So when you do have kids like that, man, it's amazing. Definitely take care of 50% of the job as you get ready to teach them.
Yeah, I agree 100%. Torian, let everybody know how, because I know you have events coming up, how anybody who's, you know, who wants to get involved, maybe learn from the ground up, or may have some knowledge of it and just wants to kind of enhance what they have, how can they get a hold of you and what events you have coming up?
Yeah, so my you can reach me on my Instagram. It's crafting_lineman. My Twitter or my X is Crafting Lineman. My email is craftinglineman@gmail.com. All three, I'm very locked in on, so you can reach me at either one. And the events, man, we have a 5-on-5 event, O-line, D-line tournament coming up in March. So I'll be putting out flyers, putting out invitations and things like that out shortly. Now we're just working on the location, which we will have sometime this week. So just be alert for March 15th O-line D-line tournament. It is going to be a youth and a high school event. So the youth linemen, definitely come out, come work your technique, come learn, come compete. My high school guys, same thing. Come learn, come compete. That's the only way to continue to get better, right? It's to compete. And the one reason why I love doing these O-line, D-line tournaments is because 7-on-7 skill players have been doing it so long. And that's why a lot of times we have that stigma in South Florida of, you know, coaches come down here and get the speed and get the skill. But with 5-on-5, our guys are being able to compete and do the same thing that they're doing in 7-on-7. But for the O-line and D-line, now we're continuing to work our craft, continuing to get better, continuing to work our technique, continuing to work our fundamentals. And so that's how we continue to stay ahead of the game and continue to build our resume as O-line and D-line.
Good stuff. Torian, I can't thank you enough, man. We'll catch up with you. Remember, send me those flyers. We'll get that the information out. We'll try to get as many kids there as possible.
Definitely. I appreciate you as always, Larry.
Good stuff. Torian Wilson from Crafting Lineman does an awesome job. If you're a young offensive lineman or if you've already had a couple years doing it, check him out. He does, and he's a local guy, you know, played high school football down here, went to college at UCF, played in the league. So he's a really good man. So, give him a buzz as well.